USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Harris County, Texas, one man has been charged for the death of a little girl shot while riding in the family car back on December 30th.
The Harris County Sheriff's Office homicide investigators formally charged Eric Black Jr. with capital murder in the death of Jasmine Barnes.
But Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says they are now working to bring charges against a second suspect in the shooting. He hasn't disclosed whether that second person's in custody. The small Georgia town of Bartow has been evacuated after a train derailment and chemical spill overnight. The chemicals include chlorine. It derailed about 8:30 last night, about 80 miles east of Macon. No injuries have been reported. Actor Kevin Spacey's due in court in Massachusetts this morning for arraignment on a sexual assault charge. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A bit of a change from the original announcement. Now a slow and careful withdrawal of U.S. troops is planned from northeast Syria.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump is cheering weekend talks between the vice president and Democrats on the government shutdown, saying on Twitter that the meeting was productive, adding the group discussed details of border security. Trump still demanding any government spending package include funding for a border wall. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody taking home the top honors at the Golden Globe Awards last night, where Jeff Bridges was also honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award for his career in film. Carol Burnett recognized for her time in film and TV with the inaugural Carol Burnett Award. Authorities in Poland have brought charges against a man who designed a so-called escape room entertainment site where five teenage girls died during a fire a few days ago. John Clemens has more.
Autopsies showed the five girls, all around the age of 15, died from carbon monoxide inhalation. The 28-year-old designer of the escape room at a private house was said to be too distressed to answer the questions of the investigators. The girls were locked in the escape room that had no emergency exit. Escape room games have become very popular. When players are locked in a room or a building, you must solve puzzles to escape.
And trade officials from China and the U.S. still want to work out a solution to the ongoing trade war between the two. Officials are meeting today and tomorrow in Beijing to try to find solutions. A spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry saying the government there is willing to move forward provided both the U.S. and China are on equal footing. President Trump has temporarily put another round of tariffs he had threatened to impose on Chinese goods on hold as these negotiations take place. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.